Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Everybody, please stand for a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new mercy day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for waking us up in the morning, clothing our right minds.
Yes.
Thank you for putting us to sleep at night.
Yes.
Thank you for your angels that's dispatched around us each and every day as we come in and go. Father God, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you. You are the only Lord, Father God. The heaven and earth, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now touch your word today, Father God. Touch your people, Father God, as you bring forth your word. Move me out the way in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And I'll be coming from Proverbs 8. My title is The Things That I Know Now I Wish I Would Have Known Back Then. You know, we have to have wisdom nowadays, saints. It ain't the same no more. You know, when I was ripping and running in the streets as a little boy, I was like my dad. I ain't gonna lie to you. I attracted the drug dealers, but I was a follower. But you have to learn how to lead by example. You have to leave people alone and follow Christ.
Amen.
You know, so I'm coming from Proverbs 8 because we have to have wisdom. I'll be starting off at that first verse. Will not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, old man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right then. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understands, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, and the four of mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit something, and I will fill their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him. As one brought up with him, I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights are with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hears me watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and they that hate me love death. Proverbs 8 teaches that wisdom is not just intellectual knowledge, but a divine principle present at creation, valuable above all else, and essential for a fulfilling life. It personifies wisdom as a woman who calls out to people, urging them to listen to her counsel, which leads to righteousness, understanding, and ultimately life. Number one, wisdom is a divine principle. Proverbs 8 presents wisdom as exiting before creation, associated with God's creative work. Wisdom is depicted as a skilled craftsman at God's side during the creation of the world. This suggests that wisdom is not merely a human attribute, but a fundamental aspect for God's nature and the order of the universe. Number two, wisdom's value and benefit. Wisdom is portrayed as more valuable than an earthly treasure, including gold, silver, and jewels. Those who embrace wisdom find life, favor with God, and are guided towards righteousness. Wisdom helps discern between good and evil, leading to righteous choices and a fulfilling life. Number three, wisdom calls an invitation. Wisdom is presented as an active figure calling out to the people to listen to her voice. She invites people to...
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez & Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
To seek her out and learn from her teachings. Her words are described as righteous and straightforward, offering clarity and guidance. Number four, wisdom's relationship with God. The fear of the Lord is presented at the beginning of wisdom. Seeking wisdom is, in essence, seeking God. Those who reject wisdom ultimately harm themselves, highlighting the importance of choosing the path of wisdom. Number five, implications for Christians. Proverbs 8 has been interpreted by some Christians as foreshadowing of Jesus, who is described as the wisdom of God. Following wisdom, as presented in Proverbs, is seen as a path to following Jesus and living a life pleasing to God. The chapter encourages believers to pursue wisdom, recognizing its transformative power and blessing in its brings. Saints, I'm here to tell you today, we got to follow wisdom. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is our way maker. That's our wisdom. Jesus is the headstone of the corner, like Uncle Russell said. I don't know about you, but I know what Jesus done for me. Jesus picked me up and put me feet on solid ground. Jesus put me back together when my son died. Jesus was right there holding me in his bosom. When Sister Bonetta, daughter, died, Jesus was right there by her side. We got to trust in Jesus, y'all. Jesus carried me in his bosom when all types of storms came. Jesus got me through the rain. Jesus died for me on him on Calvary. I wish what I know now that I would have knew back then. That I am the redeemed. I am the called. Jesus called us to a new life. Jesus is the way. That's why this church called Jesus is the way. We can't be following these men out here. They move different now. We ain't moving like that no more. We following Christ. You carry your cross. It's time to carry our cross, Lord. It's time to carry our cross, y'all. We're getting ready to get up out of here. America is not the same. America ain't the same no more. Politics ain't the same. We don't bring politics into the church. We not doing money. We not money preaching. We people preaching. We protect the flock. We protect our people. We protect my dog. I told her last night, we're going to finish. I don't know about you, but we're going to finish. We're ready to be with the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take me to the people right now. We're back to hell. We send you back to where you belong. I don't know about you, but I'm a big fellow of Christ. I told my daughter last night, we're going to get through school. We're going to suffer through it. We got to reach our young men. But nowadays, they're hard to reach. But we got to reach them. This thing is changing. The mark of the beast soon to hit. We're not taking a mark. You know why? Because we plead the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm going home to be with the good Lord. God has made me to be a man. He teaches me how to take care of my daughter. I don't know about you, but I'm taking care of mine. You a man when you learn how to take care of your own family. You gotta stick by your family side. I can't let nobody in my circle. Because my circle, you know what? They belong to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I belong to Jesus. And we're walking and ready to get home and be with the Lord. We're riding with Christ all day long. The game has changed. We ride with Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I take the game with Jesus. I done been through enough in this lifetime. I done gave it up. All the things that was in the world. We don't need the world anymore. We just need to keep following Christ. I don't know about you, but God told me you're going to be all right. I'm waiting for my healing and my prayer. And my last and ever life. We're looking for eternity in the heavens, Father God, in the name of Jesus. There is a heaven and an earth. Hallelujah, in the name. God is in control of everything. Trump ain't in control of nothing. When Jesus comes, he's going to take us home to be with him. You can get ready, Dad. Because we're going on a railroad all the heaven. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, I live that life. Ain't no more street life for me. This is the way, the truth, and the life. That's why it's called Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. And I'm glad my dad don't follow these preachers, because these preachers ain't even the same. A lot of them about money. But we at Jesus is the way, we ain't not going. We know the snake is at the top. We know that. You can't persuade me. You can't move me. You can't do anything to me. But I'm riding with the good Lord. I done gave it all up. You gotta keep walking to be home with the Lord. You gotta come home in. Ain't no having no way out. Ain't no 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No, we ain't doing that. We're riding straight forward to be with the Lord. You got to stay on the straight and narrow path. I don't know about you, but I'm on the straight and narrow path. And I'm ready to go home to be with Jesus. And I told my baby last night, we're going to be all right. We're looking for our good expectancy. In the name of Jesus. We're looking for our good expecting ending. In Jesus' name. And we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.